Maine wild blueberry growers are trying to salvage what they can from this year's harvest, which experts predict will likely be smaller in just about every way, smaller berries, smaller total crop harvest, and smaller prices than a few years ago. As A.J. Higgins reports, some wild blueberry growers in Washington County actually decided it was more cost-effective not to harvest their blueberries and have mowed their fields in hopes of better conditions next year.
At Treewergy Family Orchards in Levant, co-owner Patty Treewergy examines one of her high bush blueberry plants.
These plants are about 5 years old. They're about 4 feet tall. We expect at some point in time they'll be about 6 feet tall. We care for them all.
Now these bushes are thriving, partly because they do not rely on the type of acidic soil conditions favored by their wild blueberry cousins, and because they have access to something that many large-scale Maine growers lack. A reliable water source.
We have the advantage of being able to irrigate. We have a pond and we irrigate, and that makes a big difference. But I don't imagine that the farmers down east can irrigate all those barrens.
Like so many of Maine's seasonal industries, the wild blueberry business flourishes or flounders with the weather. And this year, Professor David Yarborough, wild blueberry specialist with the UMaine Cooperative Extension and professor of horticulture at the university's School of Food and Agriculture, says the drier than normal summer is taking its toll on the crop.
The plants are under stress, especially when the temperatures get up 80 and above without the rainfall. We've had, you know, a few scattered showers here and there, but not nearly enough rain that we need. We need about an inch a week, and the month of July we get about half that amount of rain. We're really in dire need of rain.
Yarborough says that after a cold and rainy spring provided less than optimal crop prospects, some large wild blueberry growers decided to mow their fields before they could flower, simply to preserve the plants.
Flowering takes and the fruiting takes a lot of energy out of the plants themselves, so if you allow that process to happen and then mow them, it's much better to look at your field history and determine whether you should mow that field and not have it in production already. And a number of them have already done that. They made the decision.
In fact, Yarborough and other industry analysts say that rather than grow more berries, some large processors would be happy to empty some of the millions of pounds of frozen blueberries from their freezers that have remained unsold since last summer. To help empty the blueberry freezers, the United States Department of Agriculture plans to buy $10 million worth of this year's crop, the third year in a row that they've made such a purchase and the fourth time in 6 years that the federal government will subsidize the state's wild blueberry growers. From Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.